Good morning, it's Saturday, August 22nd, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's strongest theme is biological age, measuring it and moving it. A Yale meta-analysis puts specific numbers on which interventions reduce your epigenetic clock, naming semaglutide and metformin, alongside diet and exercise combinations, as the most potent tools. In the cognitive section, new findings on TIM2 protein therapy point to a promising lever against brain neuroinflammation, while real-world lecanemab data should be required reading for any family navigating Alzheimer's treatment decisions. Also in today's issue, the first exercise-mimicking pill clears human safety testing, and Aviato Research offers its latest evidence-based deep dive. From the research desk, the headline, Metformin and semaglutide outperform diet and exercise at reversing biological age. According to Yale News, a Yale-led analysis of clinical data asked a deceptively simple question: which interventions actually lower your biological age? This is the one to read today. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection, 1 in 4 lecanemab patients develop brain imaging abnormalities in real-world use, from Neurology Open Access. Real-world data published in Neurology Open Access confirms what clinical trials warned. Nearly 25% of patients treated with lecanemab for mild Alzheimer's disease or mild cognitive impairment develop amyloid-related imaging abnormalities. Brain protein TIM2 resets aging immune cells that drive neuroinflammation. From Fight Aging, new preclinical research shows that TIM2 protein therapy can shift microglia, the brain's dedicated immune cells, away from their dysfunctional, inflammatory aging state toward a healthier, more protective profile. 5 emerging strategies to prevent brain aging: GLP-1s, sleep science, and the gut-brain axis. From Neurology Live, ahead of World Brain Day, Neurology Live's clinical review spotlights 5 modifiable strategies gaining real traction in neurological disease prevention. Addressing dementia risk factors early, GLP-1 receptor agonists like semaglutide, optimizing sleep, nurturing the gut-brain axis, and deploying wearables for early detection. In supplement news, Neuriva doesn't move the needle on BDNF, a close look at the popular brain supplement from Pharmacy Times. Pharmacy Times reviewed published clinical data on Neuriva Original and found that at 42 days, plasma BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, levels showed no significant difference from placebo in a 128-participant trial, mean age 54. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.